As a first exercise, verify with the applet that h of n is the response of the system to a unit pulse input. This means that if we know the response of a linear time-invariant system to the unit pulse input, then we can use convolution to compute the response to any input signal. Remember, you can pause or replay portions of this audio clip when convenient. It is obvious that the convolution sum represents a linear system. However, it is worthwhile to experiment with various time shifts of a particular input signal in order to verify the property of time invariance. A causal system is a system where the output signal at time n depends only on input signal values for times less than or equal to n. Verify that a causal system corresponds to a unit pulse response h of n that is zero for negative values of n. For the remaining exercises, you might want to concentrate on causal systems. The fourth exercise is to verify with examples that convolution is commutative. In other words, the output of a system with unit pulse response h of n and input signal x of n is the same as the output of a system with unit pulse response x of n and input signal h of n. Exercise 5 involves understanding how a linear time-invariant system can act as a low-pass filter. Draw the h of n, whose only non-zero values are the values 1/2 at n equals 0 and n equals 1. Then sketch input signals, whose amplitudes oscillate rapidly, and perform the convolutions. Notice that the output signals are diminished in amplitude and smoother than the input signals. The system filters out some of the high-frequency content in the input signal. As an extreme example, if you sketch an input signal that looks like minus 1 to the n for positive values of n, the highest frequency signal possible in discrete time, the output signal will be almost the zero signal. The last exercise is to explore simple unit pulse responses for which the corresponding system acts as a high-pass filter. At the extreme, suppose the input signal is constant, say all ones, the lowest frequency signal possible in discrete time. Then the response of your system should be almost the zero signal.